Welcome to Biochemistry Roundtable. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for understanding our health, kidney function. Did you know that your kidneys filter about 50 gallons of blood every day? That's like filtering an entire swimming pool every week.
No kidding. It's wild to think about how much work those little organs do. They're like the unsung heroes of our body, constantly balancing fluids and electrolytes without us even noticing.
Exactly, and it's not just about filtering waste. The kidneys play a key role in regulating blood pressure and maintaining acid-base balance. It's a complex system, but so fascinating.
Right on. So let's set the stage for today's discussion. We'll explore the anatomy of the nephron, the tiny functional units of the kidney, and how they contribute to all these vital functions.
Speaking of anatomy, I can't wait to break down how each part of the nephron works together. It's like a well-oiled machine. Every component has its job to do.
And we'll also touch on some recent research that's shedding light on kidney health. It's amazing how much we're learning about these organs.
Let's bring all the pieces into focus as we embark on this journey through the kidneys. Stay tuned, everyone. All right, let's dive into the anatomy of the nephron, the kidney's functional unit. Each nephron is a marvel of biological engineering, consisting of several key components. First up is the glomerulus. This is where blood filtration begins. It's like a sieve, allowing water and small solids to pass while keeping larger molecules, like proteins, in the bloodstream.
Spot on. The glomerulus is crucial for determining what gets filtered out. After that, we move to the proximal tubule. This part reabsorbs about 65% of the filtered sodium and water. It's where the kidneys really start to reclaim what the body needs.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? The proximal tubule also handles glucose and amino acids. If these are present in the urine, it can indicate a problem, like diabetes.
Exactly. Now let's not overlook the loop of Henle. This structure dips down into the medulla and creates a concentration gradient. It's essential for water reabsorption and helps produce concentrated urine.
In the OR, I often see the importance of that gradient. It's fascinating how the descending limb is permeable to water, while the ascending limb is not. It's like a clever design that maximizes water recovery.
And then we have the distal tubula and collecting duct, which fine-tune the final composition of urine. Hormones like aldosterone and ADH play a huge role here, adjusting how much sodium and water gets reabsorbed.
Here's where this all comes together. The nephron isn't just a filtration unit, it's a dynamic regulator of our body's fluid and electrolyte balance. Each segment has its own unique role, working in concert to maintain homeostasis.
Fair point. It's a brilliant system, really. The nephron's architecture is designed for efficiency, ensuring we keep what we need while excreting the rest.
And that's just the anatomy. I can't wait to explore how these structures function in the next segment. It's all interconnected.
So, let's shift our focus to transport mechanisms within the nephron. This is where the magic happens. How the kidneys manage to move substances in and out of the filtrate. One of the key players here is the sodium-potassium pump. It actively transports sodium out of the cells and potassium into them, which is crucial for maintaining the right balance of electrolytes.
Right on. This pump is essential for creating a gradient that drives other transport processes. Without it, we'd be in serious trouble with our fluid balance. In the OR, I can't tell you how often I see the consequences of electrolyte imbalances in patients.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Another important transporter is the aquaporin. These channels allow water to move freely across cell membranes, which is vital for reabsorbing water in the nephron. Without aquaporins, we'd lose a lot of water that we actually need.
Exactly. And let's not forget about glucose transporters. They're located in the proximal tubule, and they reabsorb glucose from the filtrate back into the bloodstream. If glucose shows up in urine, it's a clear sign something's off, like in diabetes.
In the OR, I often remind my team that understanding these transport mechanisms is key. It's not just about filtering. It's about how the body selectively reabsorbs what it needs.
Speaking of selectivity, let's talk about passive transport as well. It's fascinating how some substances move down their concentration gradients without needing energy. This happens in various parts of the nephron, helping maintain that delicate balance.
Here's where this all comes together. The interplay of active and passive transport mechanisms ensures our bodies retain essential nutrients while excreting waste. It's a finely tuned system that keeps everything in check.
Fair point. It's a brilliant system, really. Understanding these transport processes can help us manage patients better, especially those with renal issues.
Absolutely. I can't wait to explore how these mechanisms contribute to homeostasis in our next segment. There's so much more to uncover.
Next up, let's talk about how the kidneys maintain homeostasis and regulate various bodily functions. It's fascinating how they manage blood pressure, electrolyte levels, and even acid-base balance. For instance, when blood pressure drops, the kidneys release renin, which triggers a cascade of events to help restore it.
Fair point. This is a classic example of the kidneys acting as regulators. In the OR, I often see how crucial this mechanism is. If a patient's blood pressure isn't managed, it can lead to serious complications.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? The kidneys also respond to changes in sodium levels. When sodium is low, they can reabsorb more to help maintain that balance. It's all about keeping things in check.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the role of hormones. Aldosterone, for example, increases sodium reabsorption in the distal tubule, while antidiuretic hormone, ADH, helps with water reabsorption in the collecting duct. These hormones are like the conductors of an orchestra, ensuring everything plays in harmony.
In the OR, understanding these hormonal influences is key. If a patient is dehydrated, for instance, knowing how ADH works can guide treatment decisions. It's all interconnected.
Speaking of connections, the kidneys also play a role in acid-base balance. They can excrete hydrogen ions and reabsorb bicarbonate, which is vital for maintaining the body's pH. It's like a finely tuned balancing act.
Here's where this all comes together. The kidneys don't just filter waste, they actively regulate critical functions that keep our bodies stable. Without them, we'd be in a world of trouble.
No kidding. It's impressive how much these small organs do. Understanding this regulation is essential for anyone working in medicine.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how these concepts apply to clinical scenarios in our next segment. There's so much more to explore.
So, let's dive into the clinical relevance of renal function. Understanding how the kidneys operate is crucial, especially when we consider common renal disorders like chronic kidney disease and acute kidney injury. These conditions can have significant impacts on nephron function, leading to a cascade of health issues.
Fair point. In the OR, I often see patients with chronic kidney disease struggling with fluid overload or electrolyte imbalances. It's a stark reminder of how vital kidney function is to overall health.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? For instance, in chronic kidney disease, the kidneys lose their ability to filter waste effectively, which can lead to complications like hypertension and anemia. It's not just about the kidneys, it affects the entire body.
Exactly. Let's consider a case study. Imagine a patient presenting with fatigue, swelling, and elevated blood pressure. These symptoms could point to kidney dysfunction. Understanding the underlying transport mechanisms can help us identify where things are going wrong.
In the OR, it's crucial to assess renal function before any major surgery. If a patient has compromised kidney function, it can affect anesthesia and recovery times. Knowing how to manage these risks is key.
Speaking of management, early detection of renal issues can significantly improve patient outcomes. Regular monitoring of kidney function through tests like serum creatinine and GFR can help catch problems before they escalate.
Here's where this all comes together. Recognizing the signs of renal dysfunction and understanding its implications can lead to better patient care. It's about connecting the dots between basic science and clinical practice.
No kidding. It's a powerful reminder of why we need to keep our knowledge sharp. The kidneys are more than just filters. They're central to our health.
Absolutely. I'm excited to explore how we can diagnose these conditions in our next segment. There's so much more to learn.
All right, let's move on to diagnostic approaches in nephrology. Understanding how we assess kidney function is crucial for effective patient care. One of the primary tests we use is serum creatinine, which gives us a snapshot of how well the kidneys are filtering waste.
Spot on. In the OR, I often rely on creatinine levels to gauge a patient's renal function before proceeding with surgery. It's a quick and reliable indicator, but we need to interpret it carefully, especially in patients with fluctuating muscle mass.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Creatinine is just one piece of the puzzle. We also look at the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR, which estimates how well the kidneys are filtering blood. It's a more comprehensive measure of kidney function.
Exactly. GFR can be calculated using formulas that take into account factors like age, sex, and race. This helps us tailor our assessments to individual patients.
In the OR, knowing a patient's GFR can influence decisions about anesthesia and fluid management. If the GFR is low, we have to be extra cautious.
Speaking of caution, urine analysis is another vital tool. It can reveal a lot about kidney health, like the presence of protein or blood, which can indicate underlying issues. A simple dipstick test can provide valuable insights.
Here's where this all comes together. Combining these diagnostic tests allows us to form a clearer picture of renal health. It's essential for early detection and intervention.
No kidding. The more we understand about these tests, the better we can manage our patients. It's a critical aspect of nephrology that can't be overlooked.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see how these diagnostic approaches evolve with new technologies in our next segment. There's so much potential for improving patient outcomes.
Next up, let's explore some exciting innovations in kidney research. There's been a lot of buzz around regenerative medicine lately, especially regarding how we might repair or even regenerate damaged kidney tissue. Imagine being able to restore kidney function without the need for dialysis or transplantation.
Spot on. In the OR, I often see patients struggling with end-stage renal disease. If we could harness regenerative techniques, it could change the game entirely.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? One promising area is stem cell therapy. Researchers are investigating how stem cells can differentiate into kidney cells and potentially repair damaged nephrons. It's a fascinating frontier.
Speaking of frontiers, gene therapy is also making waves. By targeting specific genes that contribute to kidney diseases, we could potentially correct underlying issues at the molecular level. This could lead to groundbreaking treatments for conditions like polycystic kidney disease.
In the OR, understanding the genetic basis of kidney diseases can help us tailor surgical approaches. If we know the genetic factors at play, we can plan interventions more effectively.
And let's not forget about novel biomarkers. Researchers are developing new ways to detect kidney damage earlier and more accurately. This could revolutionize how we monitor kidney health and respond to changes.
Here's where this all comes together. These innovations not only have the potential to improve patient outcomes, but also shift our entire approach to kidney health. It's an exciting time in nephrology.
No kidding. The more we learn, the better equipped we are to tackle kidney diseases head on. It's a hopeful outlook for patients and healthcare providers alike.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see how these advancements shape the future of kidney care. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the next breakthroughs.
All right. Let's wrap things up with some key takeaways from today's discussion. We've explored the intricate workings of the kidneys, from their anatomy to their vital role in maintaining homeostasis. It's clear that these organs are essential for regulating fluid balance, electrolytes, and waste excretion.
Fair point. We also touched on the importance of understanding renal function in clinical settings. Whether it's through diagnostic tests or recognizing signs of kidney disease, knowledge is power in patient care.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? From innovative research in regenerative medicine to new biomarkers, the future of nephrology is bright. These advancements could significantly improve patient outcomes and reshape our approach to kidney health.
Here's where this all comes together. The kidneys are not just filters. They're dynamic organs with complex functions that impact our overall health. Understanding their role helps us appreciate the importance of kidney health in our daily lives.
No kidding. It's crucial for both healthcare professionals and patients to stay informed about kidney health. Regular checkups and awareness can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. I encourage our listeners to reflect on their kidney health and consider how these insights can apply to their lives. We're all in this together, and knowledge is the first step toward better health.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through kidney function. We hope you found it enlightening and that you'll tune in for our next episode, where we'll dive into another fascinating topic in biochemistry. Until next time.